so ready when you guys are.
Okay, I'll leave that to you.
Yeah.
So, when were you last in Allentown? It must have been a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I can't even remember. It was the 90s, you know, I think.
Wow. All right.
Some point. Yeah, we played. The place that we usually play is Lancaster in this area, and there's just that one place we've been playing for many years, a Chameleon. So.
Yeah, it's a good place. One of my favorite venues around here.
Yeah.
Not really around here. But yeah.
How far is it exactly?
An hour and 10 minutes,
right,
I guess.
It's in this general area.
Yeah. Not that bad. Mm-hmm. All right. So you guys are joined on this tour by the Menzingers and Luther in what, depending what people say, the 25th year, depending how you start... count the start of the band.
Right.
Momentous occasion. What made you decide to do a bunch of smaller clubs and things instead of larger venues?
Well, we, it's cool when you do, we haven't done a club tour, a summer club tour, in a long time. It's been since 2006, actually, since we've done a full U.S., like, club tour. So, it's always, we enjoy to sell out a small club.
Sure.
Than to worry about filling a bigger club. And so we like the vibe of a small club and we feel comfortable. We know we can, like, we won't have to worry about it. It's just, it's like, it's sort of a stress thing. Like, the money will be good. No one will overtax themselves and lose money or anything on a bigger venue when you have to, like, you know, if you're on a Tuesday night in this huge venue and you don't get a lot of people out, you don't have to stress about it.
Right.
So that's generally the premise of playing smaller venues and then one or two big ones. And,
well, we're very grateful.
This one's pretty good sized, though, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so one of the main concepts of the new album, Comet, in stores now, seems to be living your life to the fullest. Was something like that inspired by the Mayan predictions of the end of the world, or was it more along the lines of a changing perspective of doing this for a long time?
Probably a bit of both. Like, we were just having conversations about those things, like 2012 and those... you know, those predictions and stuff. But in general, also the same thing, like a personal feelings about life. And we were just having those discussions. And then literally, you know, one day, the lyrics and the music started coming along as, you know, the same day we had the discussion. So we started just putting it in the lyrics. And that's it. It's pretty much the very simple idea that, you know, any day our lives could end. So, if that being a fact and the truth, how do we want to live our lives? How do we want to conduct ourselves? It's just kind of throwing that question out in the air. You know?
It's a good question, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, from what I've read, the story seems to be that instead of, you know, poring over dozens of songs and agonizing over it, you guys came up with 10 songs rather quickly that you were happy with and were able to record and mix it in 10 or 12 days. Mm-hmm. Would it be safe to say that this album may be the easiest you've done? The easiest to you?
In a way, maybe. And I think that also has something to do with the fact that we've done records. We've done 8 now.
Yeah.
So we've learned a little bit, hopefully.
Sure.
And we know what works, what doesn't work as a group dynamic. And, you know, we know sort of like how to take your own self out of the equation when you need to. I think all of us as individuals do that. And in that sense, that we've learned from doing all those other records, it has been easy because we were all on the same page as much as you could, that phrase will work, you know. And we were working for the songs, we're working to make the songs good as a group completely. And then with Bill Stevenson, like the system that he has at the Blasting Room and all those guys that work there, was incredible. Like the quality of work they're doing and at the time they get it done is just nuts. So yes, I'd say that's fair enough to say.
All right, excellent. All right, so actually you kind of touched on this. Both you and your buddies Hot Water Music have done your most recent albums with Bill at the Blasting Room. Was that a coincidence or did you guys like decide first and then they were like, hey, that's a good idea, or vice versa?
I can't remember who was first, actually, how it went down. But it was pretty funny how the scheduling worked out. Like, we finished the day, like, on our last day, Hot Water arrived in town. Like, they literally checked into their hotel and then drove over, and we all hung out and had dinner. Like, everybody, Bill and everybody in the Blasting Room. It was our last night. We celebrated their first night. It was pretty ridiculous. It was just like, how cool is this working out? And no one planned that, you know what I mean? So that was kind of the fun aspect of us in Hot Water working with Bill for the first time, yeah.
Well, it worked out for both of you, actually. Mm-hmm. All right. So, actually, another theme, you guys both signed to Rise Records. Mm-hmm. They've been gobbling up a lot of veteran bands, younger bands, a huge variety. Mm-hmm. What attracted you to the label?
That was kind of, you know, I have to give credit to for Jason from Hot Water. Hot Water had already signed, and then, you know, Kate was talking to Jason, and Jason's like, well, why don't you see if Rise is interested? And Kate called him and got in touch with him, and right away they were like, we love you guys. What do you want to do? You know, it was pretty much their attitude, and it's been that way ever since. And yeah, they just were all, again, like, we're on the same page about music and about the things we like and the music we like, and we've all gotten along really well. So it's been great.
All right. Now, speaking of record companies, is Chunksaw putting out any other exciting releases in the near future?
The Tim Barry release is pretty exciting. Okay. It's awesome that Tim, we loved him, we've loved The Veil, we loved his solo music, as all of us, like as a group, and Kate, and so it's pretty fun that he's now released music on Chunksaw. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'd say that's the biggest, most exciting thing.
And recently, didn't you put out Dave House, a 7-inch or something for
us? Yes. Okay. Yeah, and yeah, we've also, you know, I've done stuff with Dave in the past, so yeah, we love Dave, and we're actually going to be touring with Dave in Europe. He's coming, doing solo stuff with us on our European tour.
Nice, okay.
And Canadian tour, sure.
All right, since the band has roots in New Brunswick's DIY scene, are there any other bands from that scene that you can recommend? Currently.
I cannot, I am so far off the map of what's going on in New Brunswick right now, because I've been traveling so much, and I don't live in New Brunswick anymore, so... I'm not the guy to ask.
All right, I'll just say the Screaming Females. I know you guys played
with them a lot. Oh, yeah, the Screaming Females are cool, for sure. But, yeah.
That's cool. No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Amazing voice.
Yeah, those guys are good.
We got to talk to them back in December. So, yeah.
Cool.
All right, now let's see. Back in 2007, you and your wife wrote a children's book and did some touring on that. Mm-hmm. At one point, you expressed an interest in recording some children's music.
Yes.
Any details you want to share?
Yeah, it's actually now finished. It's coming out on Fun Fun Records on October 9th, the new record. It's called, the children's group, it's called Playdate, and the record's called Imagination. And we have a Facebook page, and it's been a long time coming. Like, we've had the songs for many years, like, since back then, and Pete helped us record it. He helped us engineer and produce it. Michael played drums on it, and then we recorded the rest of it together, my wife and I, and it's awesome. It's totally fun.
Good.
Can't wait to do it. And we did one show in Montreal, and we're going to be doing some record release shows on the East Coast.
Very nice. Okay. Now, a little over a year ago, your Complete Control recording sessions was released, and you guys covered Hybrid Moments by The Misfits. How did Alkaline Trio's Matt Skiba get involved with that?
He actually was intent on right nearby, like literally doing something where we were recording, and we're friends with him, so we had talked to him the night before. I think we had a show, and we're like, oh, we're gonna be there tomorrow. He's like, I'll be there, I'll stop in. So it really was sort of a spontaneous thing, and yeah, he just hung out, and we're like, well, what can you do you want to do stuff like while you're here? And he's like, yeah. So we like figured it out, and that was that. So it's kind of awesome.
All right, so let's see. I read that this December you'll be playing the 6th annual Home for the Holidays event at Asbury Park. Are there any details you can announce, like other bands or charities that are being...
Still veiled.
Okay,
you know,
that's fine.
I'm not even sure we have any plans yet, but it sounds cooler to say it's all, you know, under a veil at this point.
I'll go with that. That's cool. So what else is in store for you guys the rest of the year?
This has been a month. We got 2 more days. It's been a month-long tour. It's been a blast. It's been great. And we're going to take a few weeks off and then go to Europe for a few weeks in August, September, and then go to Canada in October, and then do the Home for the Holidays. And in between, I'm going to be doing those record release shows for the kids' music.
So busy.
Awesome. Yeah, pretty busy.
Awesome. Well, this is how I always end interviews.
Okay.
Stuck on a desert island, no hope of rescue. What's the album you have with you?
Tough question.
Yeah.
But What comes to mind, it's probably because it's the newest thing I'm so excited about, is the new Kids record.
Okay.
I'm going to go with that.
That's fine. We'll lock you in with that. That's cool.
Awesome.
That's been great. Thank you.
It's a good interview. Thanks for the interview.